Hey everyone, this is A&M Reviews. I'm Adrian.
I'm Muhammad. This is a podcast where we talk about movies,
TV shows,
and all things superheroes.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube,
Instagram,
and Twitter,
which will all be linked in the description of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everybody, to A&M Reviews. It's Muhammad and Adrian, and today we're going to review the Netflix original film, Spaceman. In this film stars Adam Sandler as Jakob, Paul Dano as Hanush, Carey Mulligan as Linka, Kunal Nayyar as Peter, Sadie Sandler as young Linka, and that's pretty much the main cast there. But this film is about Jakob Prochazka was raised by his grandparents in the Czech countryside after being abandoned as a young boy. He works as a scientist before trying to become the Czech Republic's first astronaut. So what did you get from the film Spaceman?
This was hard to watch. My skin was constantly crawling.
Thought you were saying for a different reason.
Well, no. At first, it was a normal reason, but then it was just hard to watch from a phobia standpoint. And I haven't been able to look at foam bubbles the same because I see eyes. So, did not expect that. I didn't. I don't know if that was in any of the trailers. I didn't watch any trailers for this. I just heard about it. I was disgusted. Hated it. The story itself, I get it. This one man show kind of discovery of self type thing. I almost would have felt better if we knew that was imagination. Didn't like what I saw. Didn't like what I saw.
Not any part of it.
At any part. Because at first it's like, okay, this is kind of boring. Okay. Getting into it, this traveling he's doing. And the story is interesting. I mean, we have an alternate future. It's in the past, but it's futuristic. And somehow the Czech Republic is a world power. So some war must have changed. Some butterfly must have died in the timeline to have this alternate reality. So that was interesting.
And also Adam Sandler is the only one that speaks, I guess, American English.
Right. Everyone else has an accent. He does not. That's what happens when you get the big bucks. You're a big star. You don't need to commit to anything. So he didn't. But he is a Czech-born person.
Jakob.
Who has no accent. Jakob, yeah. I picked up on it not being comedy very early, but I was just really hoping spiders wouldn't be a big deal. And then it was the whole thing. Didn't like that. Didn't like that at all. When it was crawling in his face, I didn't watch that at all. I couldn't. And then I look back, and the big thing, I'm like, what? I know that's not what this is about. It can't be. Ain't be. And it reminded me, did you watch Billy and Mandy?
Oh yeah, The Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Remember his son?
The son?
Billy, you have to look this up. Billy had a son.
Was it a spider?
It was a giant spider.
Like he had a spider head, but it was like
a regular whole spider.
Body? Oh.
It was a huge spider. No, it was because he sat on the egg or something. And he hated that spider.
Oh yeah.
all I could think about.
Was that from when he was saying destroy us all, or was that a different thing? I can't remember.
Destroy us all. That was a different thing. Well, no. Was it the spider? Was it the first episode he was in? Maybe it was.
I don't know. It was a long time.
And he was gonna destroy us all. Yeah, I think it was the first episode that he was in. Destroy us all, destroy. I'll have the tomatoes, please. Destroy us all. hated that spider. I forget the spider's name. But I hated this spider. And I did not like
Not even the
I
soothing voice.
no, I didn't like this. I didn't that made it worse.
A
I
little bit
already don't
scarier
care
when you think
for
about it.
I it did. It did. I already don't care for Nutella, but now I'm definitely not gonna want to touch that again. Tentacles, elephant things flushing around in there.
Yeah, just
And then, oh, nightmare fuel.
before we get to the story, I'll just say a few things. So yeah, I really did try to get into this, and I got into it somewhat. I mean, it's a very slow movie that's pretty much centered around one person, and that's Adam Sandler. And I will say, he did a good job at acting. He's not trying to be funny at all. Really spreading his wings since, some of his worst films that he's ever put out, like Jack and Jill and Grown Ups.
It's not that bad.
No, they're all trash. Really bad. But he's out there doing a lot more serious roles over the past, I would say, maybe like 5 years. But this is not a film for everybody, and I'm not going to say it's for me either. But initially, when we first saw the spider, I didn't think that he reacted harshly enough.
I would have got out of the ship. I forget the airlock. I'm calling everybody. Y'all not see what I'm seeing. I'm not okay. Turn the ship around. Forget it. Japanese can win. I'm losing my mind. There is a big spider up here. Just kill it. I can't kill it. It's in my hand. I'd be making so many distress calls. I'd be crying. I wouldn't be able to sleep. No. And then it's in my head. Oh no. No. I'm like, get out. No. Can't do it. And he
Yeah.
didn't tell anybody about that. Can't do it.
No, he was being very vague about what was really going on. Like, we need the camp, that what do you call it? The
The cabin, the
to
air
cleanse it.
pressure,
Yeah,
right?
to cleanse it with whatever is being sponsored. Like, he's sponsoring the thing and he has to say a slogan or whatever. But I didn't think he reacted harshly enough when he first saw the spider. And for me, it was kind of funny. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be funny because it was kind of like a scary part. But for this huge spider to just come out of nowhere, and he's like, "What the?" And then he looks back in. He's like, "Oh, do you see what I see?" Like, he should have been going crazy.
Yes, screaming. Bloody murder.
I was waiting, throughout this film for this spider to turn rabid. Because, I mean, when you come across any type of animal, or at least for me, that, it's kind of wild, it's outside, you never know what it's really going to do. So you're kind of hesitant to even get close to it or even, run away, or like you're like you're there's eye contact with the animal and you're just constantly thinking, like, as soon as I can get out of here, I'm going to run. Or as soon as I can stab this thing or stomp it, I'm going to take the chance. And that's what I was thinking throughout this film because I was like, this spider's going to do something to him. But it
Mean,
didn't.
when he touched him, it was towards the middle, I think, or the end, when he touched him one time.
Oh yeah, because he didn't want him to leave.
He got real serious.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. I was, oh, Jesus. I would have passed that right there.
Because the
I
way
would have
the
been
thing
gone.
jumped on him,
I would have been gone right there.
it had all his arms wrapped around him. He came face to face with his six eyes.
Skin crawling. I would appreciate if you did not touch me. It's my customer.
Don't know if you could tell, but it had like a little tiny mouth.
Yes.
I guess it was almost like a human mouth, but like really small in between its fangs or whatever you might call those.
But they could have chose anything. They could have chose any animal, anything. Why did they choose a spider? There was no need. There was no need for a spider. They could get a talking lion. They could get a horse,
A
a
lizard.
goat,
What about a lizard?
lizard. I don't want, I have a thing. I don't care for small reptiles. I don't care for small reptiles or insects. Anything that can fit in my hand doesn't have fur, I don't like it. I don't like it. Fur or feathers.
Just look so creepy. Like it's just like.
Exactly. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah. And that's what you get throughout most of this movie.
Unfortunately, I was like, are we gonna move on from this? Is he gonna leave? Is this an imaginary thing? No, don't stop talking to him. We're not friends. I have not adjusted. This is not cute to me. No, not one of those movies. Stop it.
And I wish he, like you were saying that, I wish he, this would have been like a daydream or all in his head.
No.
But it wasn't. Or is it? Because nobody else actually saw it.
True. What's he already did?
Is he dead? I thought he was like, well, I guess we're really getting into the story now, but
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he? Was he? Is this even real?
whole mission.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get into the story and maybe lay some foundation for what we're talking about. So, Adam Sandler, his character's name is Jakob, and he is this Czech astronaut, the first one. And he is on this mission to go as far as anybody's ever gone into space. And he said it's somewhere past Jupiter, and they call it the Chopra, I think. Kind of like this big purple dark cloud, and they just want to see what's out there. And he has a whole team behind him. He's a one-man crew. He's been on this mission for a while. So I guess like anybody would, I mean, they might start talking to themselves. And he's starting to see things. You would think that, some things would start to get to him because he's been out there for, I would think, weeks at this point, at least. And he's getting pretty close to his destination. And we find out that he is or was married and was supposed to be having a child, and they're not in the best place. She feels that he hasn't really been there for, he's all about doing this mission, going out into space, and not really thinking about his future with his family. And she's pretty much had it. But, he's on his mission up in space. I mean, countless miles away from anybody. And he's doing his thing inside the spaceship. Then all of a sudden, he starts to hear things. But actually, he has some type of what I thought was a daydream. I mean, it's kind of hard to really say because do you remember the scene? He felt like something was crawling inside of his skin, and then it came out of his either his nose or his mouth, one of those. And it seemed like a little spider. But then he woke up. And then after that, he sees this huge spider. Now, I'm not sure if that's the same spider. They didn't really
I'm
say.
thinking it's the same one. And I think what I don't know, part of me feels like he was awake when that was happening and the spider knocked him out. And, but part of me feels like he was asleep and the spider was doing that in his dream because we do find out that he can communicate with his thoughts and whatnot in his dreams.
Yeah. So I just wonder, like the species of thing of the spider, how is it able to do this? Like,
Yeah, nothing is explained. Nothing is explained.
it says that it's from this distant planet and it ran away from some other type of species that was taken over, which I was kind of confused when we got towards the end of why did he have to die? But I guess the thing was those whatever took him away from his planet was like all over him, maybe? I don't know.
Those nematodes. Yeah, so basically there was an infestation on this planet. He was vague though in the beginning because he said we had to leave. There was another race taking over. But then like, he eventually says, I lied. They are in me too. They're killing me too. So they're like killing him from the inside out. It's just like a tick or an insect
It's like
that's just
maggots.
gonna eat exactly eating a toast. And that's what it's doing. He's slowly dying. It finally eats him at the end. But I even that like, again,
Oh.
the one time Netflix could have just not paid enough for the budget. They actually did this time, and we saw everything, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It just ate him from the inside out. And it was multiple of them, like little maggots just devouring him. But throughout this movie, this spider is in his head, literally just having all these past memories of him and his wife together, the good times and the bad times, and helping him reflect on what is really the issue between them and what he needs to do. And I guess the spider just takes a liking to him just 'cause, I guess. I mean, was the spider just floating out there and just like, here's the spaceship. Let me go inside and see what's in it. I mean, can this spider just, I don't know, float around space very easily? I mean, who knows? But
Yeah.
this spider, I mean, gets him to really reflect on, I guess, who is the real issue or what is the real issue in his life. And he starts to connect with the spider because the spider's in his head and showing him all these things. It was still really weird. He gives the spider a name. It's called Hanush. Has a, I guess, soothing voice, but also makes it scary. Almost like I felt like at any point this thing could have just turned and just attacked him. Like it sets you up with a calm voice and then boom, just attacks. But it didn't attack. It did hold him down one time though, when he when he was when the spider was like, I've had enough, you're the real problem. You're the real issue in this whole situation.
I would have vomited
On the spider.
on the spot on the spider.
As soon as it started
I
coming towards you.
soon as I was soon as it coming towards me, every eye, I'd be a mess.
And then it actually would have attacked.
I would have been a mess.
And why was it so obsessed with calling him a skinny human?
He never explained that. He knew he had a name. He understood human history and context through his studying, and still called him skinny human.
I mean, he's relatively not skinny. And then, I mean, I would think
Relative?
if
What?
I mean,
Pushing 230, 235.
it, but I'm saying, like, I would understand if the spider was like really huge. Like, I mean, it is big, but bigger than him. But the spider is still, it's like half of his size. So why is the spider calling him skinny human? Like every chance that it gets. Like I don't get why they did that.
No.
Maybe Adam Sandler, put that in the writing. But I don't get why that was something that he kept saying over and over. Skinny human. That's how he talks. But I mean, we kind of go in circles with this whole story. I mean, you can wrap this up pretty quickly as far as like describing the story. He feels bad for leaving, and his wife is, going her separate way, taking the baby with her, going into this house for pregnant women, I guess, that are alone. She's talking to her mother about the whole situation, but she's trying to get her not to leave, but stuff like that. But just a lot of reminiscing and reflecting on what Adam Sandler did, and that's what the spider is getting him to do, while also crawling around eating Nutella peanut butter.
Right, soothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even touch that spoon again. Like, I'm not
No,
eating off of that. No, I'm
Jeff
good.
might get in that jar.
I
Definitely not. Your
mean,
tentacle all flushing around in there. No.
don't wash his tentacles or whatever he's got.
No.
Yeah.
Nasty. And
It
just smacking on it.
tastes like the what, the larva which I guess is like eggs.
Yeah, bug eggs. They'd be
Yeah.
eating some kind of other bugs.
He's like, "Oh, try it." And he just licks a little bit off the spoon. I was just waiting for that spider to attack him, 'cause I really didn't trust it. I guess it was there for good reasons, or because it was bored. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean the spider's motivations were just they're curious about the human life form and found Jakob as a good study, I guess.
Yeah, good study. There is, I guess, one other main person, the guy that he speaks to, Peter, back on Earth. There's not a whole bunch going on with him. I mean, he's kind of just the operator on the
Support.
phone. Yeah, support. But not a whole bunch going on. I mean, he makes it to the Chopra, and the spider, I guess, has been here before and says it's everything. It's the beginning and the end. It's literally everything wrapped into one, everything in the universe. And Adam Sandler, I guess he's just so amazed at what he sees. And he's like, "Oh, Hanoush, don't leave me," while those things start eating him from the inside. I wonder how he got back to the ship.
I don't think he did.
But I mean, after this, like after that scene, we see him talking to his wife. So
Is that real?
I thought it was.
Because wasn't the one, wasn't that like in a forest or something?
So she was like he was in the ship talking, and she was in the middle of nowhere in a car, and she was like, "I finally understand, And it was just a really short conversation, but I was thinking that that was real. I didn't think that was a
Probably
daydream,
was.
but I have no idea how he got back to the ship. I don't know if he has like a jet pack on that astronaut suit.
Didn't look like he did.
Yeah, I mean they really just skip past the part. They didn't show him getting back. But yeah, I mean, not a whole bunch goes on in this movie. Just a
No, a
lot
lot of talking to himself, learning about his memory, his human experience, his motivations while talking to this spider.
floating around. Now, was he drinking? Because it looked like it was like, I don't know, a bottle of alcohol or something at one point.
Can tell what that bottle was.
It looked like a bottle of alcohol, but I mean, who knows?
And I know he had the sleeping drops he was taking.
Okay. But I wonder how much it takes, like how much food and supplies that do they pack for a mission like that? Because that has to take maybe months to even get that
Yeah,
far.
they said it was a, I think they said it was a year-long mission, 6 months each way,
Okay.
to come back. But I don't know. I mean, there are astronauts who orbit and everything now. I don't know if we can go as long as this. But from my understanding, it's a lot of freeze-dried food at safe space.
So when you say
But
orbit, because I mean, I don't really know too much about that. So you mean right now they just are up?
So right now, there's no like missions going to other planets or even the moon or anything. There's rovers that are going very far, but not people. But there are people who go to space, and there is a space station that countries share. And that space station is orbiting the Earth. So they go back and forth there, or they just stay. Astronauts would just stay in the ship that's orbiting Earth for however long. And now there's like two companies, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, who are testing rockets for just personal missions. But they've just gone straight up and came straight back down.
Okay. And
I think that's within the day.
their mission to, I guess, find another place to live.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's a secret mission. And I think, was this real or not? Now I'm thinking, I think there's a plan to do moon time. Let me see, was that a real story? Hold on.
Moon time? What is that?
So NASA just announced 2 days ago they're planning to create a new time zone for the moon,
Oh.
to coordinate lunar time. And they say, I'm not sure what the motivation was. It'll be called LTC. It should be done by 2026. But I'm trying to remember why they want to do this. Because time on the moon was different than it does on Earth, which means using our system wouldn't be accurate, essentially.
Okay, I mean, I wonder how that's going to line up.
Yeah. And they want, a standard to measure things by specific to the moon. And I'm sure this is all with future plans of one day going back to the moon and perhaps doing one of these settlements or studies and whatnot, but they need a time zone. So that is real. That's happening.
Didn't know that. But no mission like what Jakob went
Not quite. Not
on.
quite as long to get there, but the moon is far away.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, he went all the way to Jupiter from what they were saying, or past Jupiter.
That's right.
Met that spider. Hanush. Hanush, don't leave me. Do you have any other thoughts before we give it a rating?
No, let's go for
All right, so the lowest rating is trash, middle is background noise, and the highest is a banger. So how would you rate the original Netflix film, Spaceman?
unfortunately, I would give this background noise right in the middle. It's not that interesting, and the most interesting thing that it does makes it hard to watch. So, would not recommend anyone watch this. Especially if you're fearful of spiders or any small insect or infestations or maggots. But beyond that, it's it. I mean, it's a interesting story into the mind of someone you don't care about. So, not really much to see there.
Yeah, this movie is not for everybody, and I'm included in that. This is a low background noise because that's what the whole movie is. Besides the first encounter with the spider, I mean, unless you can just stomach just looking at the spider. But the first encounter was a little bit surprising, and then after that, it was just a whole bunch of reflecting. But yeah, just a very low background noise. There's not too much of a high in this film. I guess you can say the ending where they go to what they call the beginning and the end of the universe, but not much to see here. You'll probably fall asleep.
Yeah. If the spider doesn't scare you from falling asleep, he will.
Yeah. But that part where the spider wrapped around him with all the legs, like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, okay, this thing's gonna attack him now. Put his tentacle thing
It's
around him.
quick. It
Yeah.
was quick. And then I was forced to think about, is it furry? Are the arms like skin? Does its breath smell? So many things.
I'm pretty sure it does smell.
Ugh.
But I can only
Like
imagine like what it
barber.
really feels like when it touched them. Like, is it more scaly? Is it more like the fur? But fur, like a hard type of fur, or like
Yeah. Like bristly.
yeah, I don't know. Don't want to experience that. Just it's almost like if you fell from a plane, like you would just pass out as soon as the thing just comes around. But any other thoughts about Spaceman?
No, that does it for me. It's Adam Sandler not being Adam Sandler.
Yeah, spreading his wings. That does it for us at A&M Reviews. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure to check out our other platforms, including YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all linked in the description. And if you want to send us a message, click the message link to get featured on the show. And thanks for listening.